Okay, it's a Friday, so we always finish off with some music. And if you don't know his name or his music, you're about to find out. Martin Gill joins me on the line now. Martin, a very good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm grand, thank you.
You've just released a long-awaited single, Say, which we'll play a snippet of in a moment or two. But for people who don't know who you are, Martin, tell them.
I'm a young singer-songwriter, and I've been making music for as long as I can remember. And this new single is kind of the culmination of what the last few years has come to. It's a really awesome pop track. I worked on it with Ewald Janssen von Rensburg from Monarch. And it's a really awesome pop track. And it's about kind of that moment at the beginning of a relationship where you really want to jump in, but you also don't want to jump in too quickly and ruin everything. So it's a bit of an overthinker's anthem, if I can put it like that.
No doubt. Ewald, of course, working not only with Monarch, as you referenced there, but Jesse Clegg, Majorzy, all those artists much celebrated in South Africa. How do you approach writing music?
For me, it's definitely a therapeutic process. I try to write from experience, whether it be my experience or someone close to me. It's definitely a way of processing and a way of trying to relate to other people's situations as well. And for me, music is always about other people relating to a song, because a lot of songs that I've listened to and grown up listening to really resonate with me in their meaning. And so I want to offer that same thing to other people, and especially young people growing up today in the 21st century. Yeah.
No doubt that one of your strengths is the fact that your music is not only honest and you can hear the sincerity in your voice, but most importantly, relatable, because I sense that your music is very personal. And yet, Africa Milano, you've never met and doesn't know from a bar of soap, will still be able to relate to that song.
Exactly. That's the dream for me, is to have people listen to my music and it make a difference to their day and make a difference to their week and their life.
You've had an incredible summer. You've shared stages with Callum Scott from the UK, Zeke Albers from Australia, Ronan Keating from the UK, and many others. That must have been, I mean, each one of those would have been a special experience, wouldn't it?
For sure. I mean, all of those shows are dreams come true. I'm currently backstage about to open for Callum Scott again, which is just an incredible experience. And yeah, it's been the summer to dream of, to be honest. I think I'm going to look back on it in a year's time and not really believe that it happened. So,
well, there will be recordings of it happening. So when you don't believe that it has happened, we'll certainly be reminding you. And where is the concert tonight?
Tonight, the concert is at Durban Botanic Gardens. And it's the opening show on Callum Scott's 2023 world tour.
Fantastic. Well, Martin, I can't see you there. Oh, when are you next in Cape Town, by the way? I suppose that's a sensible question to ask.
I'm busy making plans, but I'm not entirely sure yet.
Please make them. I absolutely adore your music, and we'll be playing your new single. I imagine heard for the first time on commercial radio, certainly at Primedia Broadcasting's stations. And I hope to see you performing this live the next time I see you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Martin, thank you very much. Have a wonderful concert out there in Durban, and say hi to Callum Scott for us. Here's Martin Gill with Say.